Hillary Rodham on Her Own by Eliana Dochterman. Hillary Rodham's private and public lives became entwined the day she met Bill Clinton. From then on, her political aspirations would forever be tied to her charismatic partner when it came to both his triumphs and his missteps. But even before she met Bill, Hillary had already learned to be stoic. In the recent Hulu documentary, Hillary, she reflected on her time in 1970s law school classrooms dominated by men. You got points for not being emotional. When you train yourself like that and then you fast forward into an age where everybody wants to see what your emotions are, it's really a different environment. So when scandal broke during Bill's first presidential campaign, she compartmentalized her private life. 4 years, pundits have called Hillary a cipher. At least some of this criticism is steeped in sexism. The dreaded relatability trap that women must be as warm and friendly as they are accomplished. Clinton has opened up professionally. She's a policy wonk, a pragmatist, and unlike some politicians who rely mostly on charm, she thinks before she speaks. Supporters have interpreted those moments when the wheels spin in her head as thoughtfulness. Critics have called it calculation. For all the speculation, Hillary Clinton is still widely perceived to be unknowable. She's one of the most documented people on the planet, yet we're resorting to fiction to try to understand her. In the highly anticipated Rodham, arriving May 19th, best-selling author Curtis Sittenfeld doesn't novelize Clinton's life as it is, but instead fantasizes about what could have been. What if Hillary hadn't married Bill? No spoilers, but Sittenfeld's answer is likely to alternately elate and enrage readers of all political affiliations. She spins a wild political tale that involves a certain lascivious New York City billionaire, a bizarre leg-shaving scandal, and Silicon Valley orgies. The author, who broke out with her 2005 debut PrEP, has tackled a similar project before. In 2008, she published American Wife, in which a first lady named Alice Blackwell, reminiscent of Laura Bush, attempts to explain why she, a book-smart woman who was raised a Democrat, stands silently by her militant president husband as the Iraq war spins out of control.